Welcome to the Rose and Dagger podcast,
a podcast about writing fan fiction.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And I'm Nick, Lewin Has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3. Welcome to episode 50.
We have been distracted. Welcome to episode 50. Talking about slow burns. Do you have the ask?
I do. It says, hey, first of all, your podcast is absolutely amazing, and I'm so excited every month to listen to the new episode. Thank you.
Thank you.
So sweet. Now for my topic. I'm not sure if you've already covered it, but could you maybe do an episode about slow burn, i.e. how to best set up the plot, rather more elaborate backstory / character building or more plot, and what are some tools to keep the reader hooked throughout, etc.? I'd be interested in what you consider a slow burn, word count wise, and what for you are some things you like to include / read in a slow burn fic. Smiley face. Keep up the incredible work, even if it's just planning a fic for 45 minutes, and all the best.
That was a very nice ask.
It was such a nice ask. So slow burns.
So I think that first we should talk. What were you going to say?
Do you have a word count that you, if you open an AO3 and there's a slow burn tag and a word count of something and you're like, how can it be a slow burn?
I would say, because I am a lower word count, like that's my preference.
Yeah.
I would say that if I see something under 30K tagged slow burn, I'm like, okay. How? Like, it makes me curious. Like, if it's under 10K and it's tagged slow burn, I'm like...
You all can't see the face she's making, but she is the confused emoji.
Yeah, I was like, what? But then, like, also, I feel like I guess I don't really have a solid definition of slow burn, because in my head, I feel like they could be, like, hooking up, but not together.
Yeah.
And then that would be a slow burn. Like, would Fall at My Door be a slow burn? They're like doing it the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for me, slow burn has more to do with the emotion of it than the physicality of it.
Yeah. I think that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So what I was going to say was that the specific things that were asked in the ask.
Mm-hmm.
Were like, there are other episodes that they could go and listen to if they're interested in like something specific. Like, we did an episode on hooking the reader. We did an episode about word counts where we talked about like trying to hit a specific word count. And so I think that is a place to go if you want to look at those specific things. But if you want to know like what we think about slow burns, then this will be the episode.
Yes. I love a slow burn. Like, nothing. I love the, like, angst of it. I love the waiting and the yearning and the, like, the wanting to, like, smash their faces together and be like,
yes,
get it together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I feel like they don't even necessarily need to have angst. There's just, like, tension. In a slow burn, like, I do like a little bit of angst every now and then.
Yeah.
But, like, I was thinking about my new girl fic. Definitely a slow burn. It's almost 300K. But, like, but there's not really angst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're friends. There's, yeah. Like, will they, won't they, you know?
Yeah. Can you have a long fic that's not a slow burn?
Yes. Mates.
Yes. Yes.
Although I don't know what the word count is when they get together.
Yeah. But I think
so. Maybe up until that point.
Slow burn is like, for me, that something is preventing them from like emotionally being together, whether like they're getting in their own way or there's like something else in the way.
Right.
And
they could like, be, they could be physically, like they could be hooking up.
Yeah.
But they don't necessarily have to be, but there's something, they're not together.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever written a slow burn because most of my fics are together already. Like,
yeah. Cause you don't like to write
relationships. Yeah.
Yeah. You're big on established relationships.
Yeah.
That's a challenge for you.
That is a challenge for me. Maybe someday I'll write one.
Maybe your advent fic is a slow burn.
I was just thinking that. We will see as I write it.
I'm really proud of you for trying to do this. And you've done well so far. You're like trying to stay ahead.
No, I've written 2 days and I've posted 2 days and today is December 3rd and I need to write the third one.
I thought you started it last night.
Well, I told you I was going to and then I didn't. but it's okay because I have it plotted out. So I know what's going to happen. I just need to like write the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it.
I do actually. I wonder if this will be a slow burn, but I wonder if the word count will be enough for it to count as a slow burn.
What is your minimum?
I don't know. I was going to say it was going to be like 25K, but then when you said 30K, I was like, yeah, that feels more right, like over 30K. Because
I guess also
you need to have like, because it's got to be slow, right? Like there's got to be so much else going on that's not them. That's them trying to overcome their stuff. That I feel like by necessity, it has to have a lot of words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was going to say 25 to 30, whatever. Like, I guess it kind of depends on what else is going on in the fic. Like if there's a lot of like, you know, like subplot and side yeah. stories, then, you know, then it would need to be longer because you're yeah. not, you know, spending that time with the main characters. But
right. But I think like a 50 to 100K is like a perfect sweet spot.
For yeah.
Yeah.
Meryl Harold is a slow burn.
Yeah. I say sweet spot, even though it's a 50,000 word.
Novel length.
Yeah.
Yeah. Novel length. Yeah. Right. And that 50 to 100K.
Yeah. I don't think. Okay. So I think that for me, getting into the nitty gritty of this, question. I think for a slow burn specifically, there should be more plot than making an elaborate backstory.
Okay.
But I'm always going to say that because I'm not a huge fan of like flashbacks and
yeah, that. I don't like flashbacks either.
So I think
my brain doesn't understand them.
Flashbacks?
Yes, because I don't know why but I think that like maybe it has something to do with, oh, well, this has already happened.
Okay.
And so like I find myself completely like skimming over.
Yes.
Stuff like that. Like I think maybe it's just like a rational, logical, like everything in order thing in my head where like beginning to end. So if you take me back, I'm like, I can't go back.
Yeah.
I think gotta keep moving forward.
For me, I think a lot of times flashbacks feel unnecessary where it's like, you can tell us that in present day without us seeing it.
Yeah.
Back then.
We talked about this a lot when I was writing Don't Want Shelter.
Yeah.
Because I was like, how am I going to show the things that happened 20 years ago?
Yeah.
And it was like, memories.
Yeah.
Dreams. Conversations.
Yeah. Okay, but I think also backstory and flashback are not the same. So you could
have... No, definitely not.
A fic that starts, like, where you have, like, a lot of backstory before the story starts, really. And I also don't think that's necessary.
No, whenever I do that, you're like, let's cut this part out.
Yeah.
Remember with Meryl Harold when we cut like a whole bunch out of the beginning of it?
Yeah.
And I was like, like live blogging as I was writing the fic, and like I had some asks that were like, oh my god, you deleted what? And it was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
5,000 words, maybe. Yeah. It was more.
Yeah, I feel like.
And I was like, trust me, you won't miss it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sometimes you just have to write something and then like you've written it and now it is gone.
Yeah. 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 So I think that getting the plot and making sure there are strong emotional reasons why they're not getting together and like good reasons why they're not, like, not just like miscommunication. I think for like a really good slow burn, there's got to be like good emotional things they need to like overcome to get to the point where they can get together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think all of that needs to be, and it needs to be a lot more like personal plot, like personal overcoming your shit and dealing with your, not overcoming your shit, dealing with your shit.
Right.
And facing your shit so that you can be like a better person holistically for your partner. Like, I feel like that's the thing that needs to happen in a slow burn. Am I making that up? Now that I'm saying that, I'm like, is that true?
No, I think that I would say that's probably true most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think that, like, personal growth is important. And, like...
growth, that's what I was going
for. Is that
for?
What you're looking for? so, like, I think sometimes, you know, they're not going to be together for, like, other reasons. Like, maybe someone is dating someone else, or maybe there's, like, physical distance.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, so sometimes there's going to be, like, an actual physical thing keeping them apart, like that. But like, even in those cases, usually, like... you know, we talk about the interior versus exterior plot. So like, you know, it's not just that they're unable to physically be together. It's that there's something else like emotionally going on.
Yeah.
That's the most satisfying thing to me. Yeah. About like, as far as reading a slow burn, like if they're just not together because one of them is an idiot, like I get it. Because people yeah. are stupid, but like at the same time, like I'm probably going to lose interest in something like that.
It's hard to maintain that over like a long fic, I think.
Yeah.
So I think one thing to maybe avoid when you're writing a fic and trying to get emotional, like an emotional through line. But you still want there to be an element of like surprise for the reader. Like you're holding back from the reader, even though the character knows what the emotional. Okay. Wait. So like there's different ways you can play with things, right? So like you can have the characters not understand what they're going through. And you as the reader are like, oh my God, deal with your shit. Like,
yes. Deal
with your mommy issues or whatever, right? So like you as the reader know what's happening more than the character, right?
That seems normal, yes, because yeah, people are very normally, unaware.
Right. Yeah. You can also do a flip thing where the reader is not aware of what the character knows.
So that's sort, is that like unreliable narrator or is that something
else? No, I think that's okay. Something else. I think that's just like holding back information from the reader, which I think all fics do, like you're sort of easing out like what's happening and you're giving the reader like bits of information at a time, right?
Yeah, so in that case you want to like drop clues.
Yes, I feel like you just don't want to like drop in a big surprise at the end where the character is like, and here's the reasons why I'm fucked up.
Yeah, I've been married the entire time.
Exactly. Like you want to sort of drop some clues here and there so that your reader is like intrigued and doesn't know but is following along that there's like something there that will eventually.
I thought of an example that I don't think I've read but that would be nice or interesting to read would be like maybe one character is like doesn't realize that they're gay.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's not from that person's point of view.
Right.
And so, like, maybe you have, like, hints.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they're, like, hooking up with the other person. It's a little fumbling. Not exactly, like, easy. But they, like, drop hints. They're unavailable. Like, all the, like, little things that you see are, like, red flags for, like, your boyfriend is cheating on you. Right. They, like, are doing that stuff. So you're kind of like, what's happening? You know, and then you find out when the main character finds out that, oh, this person is really struggling with their sexuality. They didn't realize that they were gay. And this is, like, a big deal to them when, like, all along you, the reader, and the main character thought they were just a dick.
Right. Exactly. That's a great example. I would also like to read that.
Sort of like a Harry point of view from The Devil in the Deep Blue Sea, but I don't want to write his point of view.
Yeah.
But I would like to read that as well.
Yeah. Okay. So, tools to keep the reader hooked throughout. Okay, so I think that as far as
we have interaction. You have to have interaction between the two.
Yes, exactly. And I think that, like I literally just said about teasing the reader through, probably as you're teasing the reader through, you're potentially teasing the other person through too, like dropping little breadcrumbs of like you, what you were just saying of like things that could be red flags.
Right. Like what's wrong with this person?
Yeah, exactly. So like the other person is also trying to figure out. So I think if you can leave like a trail of those, then your character is trying to figure it out. Your reader is maybe trying to figure it out. Even if your reader knows, your reader is like, figure it out already to like the other character.
Yeah.
You know, so I think like,
I think that's always a good thing for the reader to sort of figure it out before the main character does, like to drop just enough clues that the reader is, this is like in a mystery thing. Yep. This is like how you get people to like be into your mystery novels. I've listened to a lot of podcasts, but where it's like, basically you'd like leave just enough clues that the reader can figure it out either before or right as the, like the main character does. So they're like, yeah. Oh my God, I was right.
Yeah, that sort exactly. Of thing. Yeah.
It's very satisfying.
Totally. And I think it's like the same thing with one of like a slow burn where you want something to happen because you're like, clearly they're going to get together at the end. Like, you know, that's going to happen, or you're, you know, very sure it's going to happen.
It better.
Yeah. So you're waiting for that moment. So it's not so much like, oh my gosh, they've gotten together. Surprise.
How did that happen?
At the end. But it's like, how are they going to overcome this? How are they going to, like forgive each other? How are they going to like come to this understanding? What's going to force them to this point? So I think breadcrumbs is like, I know I keep saying that, but it's such a good term for this. It's just like,
it is, it's clues.
Yeah. Just laying enough out that your reader is like,
it is like a mystery.
Yeah. Can predict it, but is also like excited to then see it come to fruition. Because truly like what in 99.9% of fics, they get together at the end. Like, yeah. So it's not a surprise that that's going to happen. It's
I like, love a near miss.
Ooh, say
in
more.
So like in a slow burn where like you're like, oh my God, they're finally going to get together. And then like something happens.
Yes.
And they're like, you know, interrupted or, you know, one of them has second thoughts. They're like, you know, whatever.
Yes.
Maybe they're drunk and the other one's like, I can't do this right now. And then that causes an issue. Like, I love for like to like think that it's about to happen and then have it like yanked away from me.
Yes, exactly.
I do love it at the same time that I hate it, but I love it more than I hate it.
Exactly.
Because it's again, it's even more satisfying when they finally do get together. Yeah. And especially if they talk about the thing that went wrong.
Yes.
If they're just like, you know, like apologize or they actually talk it through, and that's good.
Yeah,
good
stuff. Totally. But I don't think a fic of like all near misses, I feel like that would not be emotionally satisfying because then they're like ready to do it. So I feel like the near miss needs to like then add a complication in some way.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like, it's just going to happen again the next scene. But yeah, oh, I do love a near miss now that you say that.
Yeah. Again, I'm thinking about my new girl fic, but like, they actually hook up. And that's like the near miss.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't talk about it. And then that, like, because Louis's issue is like commitment and communication, and so Harry like stands up and is like, I'm not doing this if you can't talk to me,
right?
And so like that is the complication that comes from the near miss. And then when they do finally get together, it's because Louis is like, I'm gonna talk about my feelings. And then they finally like get together. Yeah. So yeah.
Okay, so I think hooking the reader, it's got to be, your story has to be like believable. You've got to like, which is why I think that the people being idiots for too long like doesn't hold up over a super long fic, because at some point it's like, why? Like,
yeah. It's not as satisfying, because you just want to be like, yeah, I can't root for them anymore. They're too dumb.
Yeah, exactly. I think if you can potentially use a few different kinds of hooks, like you could use the like them being idiots at the beginning, but then maybe something happens, maybe then there's a near miss, like if you keep it so that the tension, okay, so you sort of want the tension to be like simmering highly across the whole thing, like almost at a near boil, because that keeps you like, oh, it's going to happen, it's almost going to happen, it's going to happen, they're going to get together, but they don't get together. But like any good horror movie, like you can't have that tension the whole time. You need like breaks in the tension. So you need like funny moments. You need like moments when you're mad at them. You need like something else going on. The same way that like them being idiots the whole way doesn't hold up through a whole fic, like the tension can't be like ratcheted up to the top the whole way.
You have to have peaks and valleys.
Yes, you got to have peaks and valleys, and that will help hook your reader. Like the next time they get to another peak, they'll be like, oh my God, I want them to do it. And then like something happens and your like somatic body like calms down and you're like, okay. Yeah. And then you're like hanging out for a bit. And then it like,
it's like having scene breaks. You can't just keep going and going and going and going and going. You have to have breaks.
Yeah. And then at the breaks, your reader will like take a deep breath and be like, oh my God, okay, what is going to happen next? You know? And like, you don't have to have those moments if you're like, tension is super high the whole way across. So it feels like almost like you should have the tension really high, because like the tension is what keeps someone reading, but like giving them a moment to like relax and be like, oh my God, that was crazy, what's going to happen next, is like a hook in and of itself to like release that tension. Yeah.
It's sort of like a little bit of a cliffhanger.
Yes.
Yeah. So the reader is like, they have to keep going because they want to know how you're going to do it the next time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like what you were saying about them being idiots, it's like, yeah, they can be idiots for part of it, mm-hmm. but then there needs to be something else that is keeping them apart.
Yeah.
That is more than just that they're stupid.
Right.
Like, I do like an emotional, like a personal growth thing, like we were saying before. But I mean, I like a physical barrier as well.
Yeah. In combination, I feel like they can be very effective over a long fic.
That is true as well. Yeah. You're with your Advent fic. There's a physical barrier and an emotional barrier.
Exactly.
Something else I like about a slow burn, I'd like when I feel like when they're done really well, there is more payoff. Like they get together, but it's not just like, okay, now they're together.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
Like there's more story after they get together, like whether it is like an epilogue or even like you know, okay, now they're together and they have to like tell their friends who have been like secretly wishing for this to happen the entire time, or yeah, or something like that.
Yeah. Or them together having to like overcome their external plot, or yes, you know, yeah. Yeah, wrapping up something else is always a good way to then like see them together.
Yeah, so they have to like deal with something.
Very gravelly then.
What?
My voice just felt like very gravelly then.
It's morning time.
Yes. I'm thinking specifically of, you know, terrible titles. Sunset Moggs, Tomlin Shaw.
The one about the crow.
I would rather, yeah.
Literally never read that fic, but I can tell you what the title is.
Yeah. It's, to me, it's like such a great example of a slow burn. Because physically they're together, but Louis is so emotionally unavailable. And Nick doesn't know. Nick misreads a lot of those signs and doesn't understand like where Louis is coming from. And so then he takes a lot of it personally instead of like understanding, because they're terrible at communicating, right? So like, so they're like physically, you know, they start hooking up or whatever. And then, but then there is also the distance, because Louis is on tour and so forth. So like, it really does, they really have a lot of, they have like this, so there's the them being terrible communicators about themselves and what they're feeling. And then they, so they put it, they end up basically in this like weird dom sub kink thing that like they're terrible communicators to begin with. And then they're doing this like extra thing on top of it. So it makes it like so complicated. Like all of the emotions behind everything are so complicated. So it's like trying to sort out like their sexual stuff from their emotional stuff, from their like actual real life, like how to date a pop star when they're touring the world stuff, like all of that together. And then it's like Harry and Nick are friends. And then, so then there's secrets. Like there's so many like layers on layers on layers on layers that they have to sort of like, that they sort of get themselves into this mess because of the base not communicating.
Yeah.
But not communicating, not because they're dumb, not because they don't like understand their feelings, but, or because, not because they're just like, oh my God, he doesn't like me. Like, you know, because of like deep seated emotional stuff, they can't communicate with each other. So they have to come through like all this emotional growth and then like unpeeling all these layers that they have then built up in their relationship, like takes so much effort and causes more problems and, you know, so forth. So you're sort of like, as you're like starting to fix one problem, it like sort of causes a cascade of like other emotional problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't normally like, I mean, we normally don't like call out specific fix other than our own as being like fix to talk about. But to me, it's like such a gold standard of like, how are these two ever going to like overcome all of this that they have like put upon themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a really good slow burn then. I like there's so many layers to it. Like that's like in the ask, what does she, what does, I didn't mean to say she, what do they say? Yeah. Like tools to keep the reader hooked throughout the fic. Like that's right there. Like the different problems, like not having just one thing keeping them apart. Like there's so many different things going on. I think like logistically planning a fic like that, you have to like plan and you have to have like some sort of like document where you're keeping track of that sort of stuff. I think that'd be really hard to like be a pantser and write something like that.
Yeah,
that sounds really complicated, but also really good. So you like emotional complication in your slow burn. Emotional.
Yes, that's always going to get me.
Yeah, because I feel the same way. And I don't like it when I don't understand why something is happening. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like there have to be enough clues left for me to kind of like be like, okay, maybe this is what's causing it or something like that. I don't like it when like I feel like one of them is just like, this is so dumb. Why don't they just like, I hate to be the person that's like, why don't they just talk to each other? But like, in some cases, I feel like that it's not even that complicated of a topic. You know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes it's like, yeah, I understand why they don't talk to each other or that they can't talk to each other. But then in some cases, it's like, come on.
Yeah, like, you have to build in the reasons why they're not talking to each other.
Yeah.
Like, it can't be just like, what if he says no?
Yeah, or like, oh, he's mad about it. Like,
yeah.
Whatever.
Okay, yeah. And I think that's why, like, a friendship to lovers slow burn is always, like, something that can work really well. Because, like, you know, if their friendship is that strong, you know the stakes are really high.
Yeah.
If it's not a reciprocated feeling, or like if you're misreading something, or you're, you know, which I think that can be hard to do, like misreading a situation can be hard to do successfully in a friends to lovers, because they're supposed to be friends who know each other really well, right? So I think like a miscommunication is harder there, but the like holding back because you don't want to ruin what you have, and like not being positive of what the other person feels like.
Yeah, it's like a different type of miscommunication. Yeah. It's like, it's not miscommunication. It's like not communicating specific things because of like what you said, like fear that you're going to fuck it all up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like that. I like a friends to lovers slow burn.
Yeah.
That can be done really well, too, because a lot of times people.
Sorry. Huh? Go ahead.
Just like, cause I think in the friends to lovers, a lot of times you have like the other friends who are like, just get together already. Like, you guys are so stupid. And it's like, you don't understand what's at risk here.
Yes, exactly. So friends to lovers.
Friends to lovers, is that what you were getting right?
Yeah, I was going to say, so friends to lovers can be really good. Exes to lovers, I feel like a re-getting back together again could be a really good slow burn.
Yeah.
Potential because, like, it has already failed once, so I can see how the non-communication could come up because...
clearly there was a problem before.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, they have to, like, show that personal growth or being scared to be hurt again, you know, like, all that. I feel like that's all really... can be like built in problems.
Yeah.
Says slow burn. Can you do a strangers to lovers slow burn? Or do they have to be like at least acquaintances at the beginning?
I want to say yes. I feel like you can do strangers to lovers slow burn. I mean, obviously you'd have the meeting, right?
Yeah.
And then you could just introduce like the problems then.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, there just needs to be like enough stakes. And then, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking of, is it epistolary? Is that how the word is?
When they write letters?
Yeah, for some reason, I thought of that when you said strangers, lovers, slow burn.
Old timey strangers.
Old timey strangers, lovers. Yeah. I think you could do, strangers, lovers. As long as, like you said, as long as like the reasons that they can't be together are there.
Yeah.
And they're not just like made up.
And then acquaintances is always a good one because like there's like friendships and like other things that are like tethering them together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enemies to lovers.
Enemies to lovers. The very best kind of slow burn.
Because they hate each other, but they love each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love a good enemies to lovers fic, and I am like, I feel like they're kind of hard to do because it's like a line that you have to balance.
Yeah.
I do think a lot of times with an enemies to lovers slow burn, you're gonna have like hate sex, like they're gonna hook up.
Yes.
And it's gonna piss every hit, like they're gonna get mad about it, you know? Yeah, like
exactly.
It wasn't even that good.
Yeah.
enemies to lovers. I feel like enemies to lovers is almost like inherently a slow burn.
Yes.
Love a good enemies to lovers.
Yeah. Yeah,
enemies and exes
go from enemies, because generally they go from like enemies to like tentative friends.
Yeah, like begrudgingly.
Yeah.
Begrudging respect.
Yes.
To like sort of friends.
Yeah.
But don't tell anyone we're friends.
Exactly.
I would love to read a good enemies to lovers. Anything else you can think of?
I don't think so. I feel like that kind of covers.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what they say about elaborate backstory, I feel like that's not necessary. Keep it all in your head. Have an elaborate backstory. And even if you want to write it, that's fine. But, you know, it doesn't have to be included in your fic. I don't think it's necessary at all to include it in your fic.
Yeah.
I am a person who has elaborate backstories. I often send them to Nick. And Nick is like, this is like a whole fic in itself. And I'm like, no, this all happens before. And then a lot of times what I do is I don't even write that. It's just like getting it out of my head, like into a voice message or writing it into a doc, like in a like sort of rambly kind of way, will set up the fic for me to like move forward. The other thing that they talk about is character building. And I think that goes along with everything we said. And we do have another episode on that, so I would recommend listening to episode 42 talking about character arcs. Another one that might be helpful is our episode on secondary characters to kind of like talking about character voice. Those are all like ways to like build up the character. I think that's
it. I like how you're like, just go back and listen to all of our
Listen to our entire catalog of episodes.
Listen to the previous 57 episodes before this.
Thank you for listening. Talking about slow burns, episode 58.
Thank you for the ask. Much appreciated.
Yes, definitely. And send us more asks about specific fic tropes like this. Like, this has been a fun episode to record. And the one about Advent fics and the one about road trip fics. So I think that is a good way to
we're entering our trope era.
Yeah. 2024, all about tropes. Bye, we love you.
I'm Nick. Lewin has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And thank you for listening to the Rose and Dagger podcast.
A podcast about writing fan fiction. That I just love it. I'm just, I'm traveling, I'm traveling, I'm traveling, I'm traveling.